Rallies will be held in Sydney this week and to protest against the city's controversial lockout laws. Keep Sydney Open, one of the driving forces of the anti-lockout movement, is planning a rally on Sunday with speeches from musicians who argue the laws have hampered the city's nightlife. At the same time, the Queensland government has announced this week that lockout laws will be implemented in that state from the 1st of July. This is also a story that's been picked up internationally, some questioning whether Australia risks losing its reputation as a place to come for a great holiday and a great chance to party. Tyler Brulé is the publisher of the magazine Monocle, and Monocle has just released today its March edition, and it's all about Australia. Tyler Brulé argues that Australia is too focused on rules and regulations, but it's not all bad news. In fact, this edition is called Australia on the Up. Tyler Brulé joins us from New York City. Tyler Brulé, welcome back to RM Breakfast.
Great to hear you, Fran.
You're a frequent visitor to Australia. Have you noticed an impact on the vibe of Sydney, if you like, or the Sydney nightlife since the lockout laws were introduced? As a visitor, how does that look to you?
It does look alarming, and it feels alarming. And you know, I have to just think about King's Cross, for example. Being in this stretch of the city, where you just see that, of course, there have been historical problems in the neighborhood. But every city in the world needs its underside. It's absolutely essential that there is some type of valve within an urban environment to let off steam, because it's going to spring up somewhere. And for me, when I think about Australia, I just think about the sense of freedom and vibrancy and certainly all of the great, the great exports that have come from Australia of late tend to sort of revolve around, if it's not necessarily a drinking glass, then it's going to be around a coffee cup, or it's going to be around, a very good dinner plate. And it's essential because, it's such a strong part of Australia's soft power story when it comes to food and beverage. And suddenly if you have to close bars, cafes, restaurants at certain times, I think it ultimately impacts not just vibrancy, but it's also creativity. And in a way, it's also cultural export.
And Melbourne, our next largest city, it's claiming that very fact. It has a vibrant and sophisticated nightlife. It really always has. It's got a terrific small bar culture, a live music culture. It doesn't have lockout laws. It's not the only element of that. But have you noticed changes in recent years between those two as you've visited?
I certainly spend a little bit more time in Sydney, but of course I was in Melbourne about 6 or 7 months ago, and you get that sense on a Thursday evening or even on a Sunday evening as well, that it doesn't feel like the pavements roll up, and it's not just in the CBD, but it's also within neighborhoods across the city, that there is a vitality in life. And we have to remember that as much as we want to police things, it's important that you have life on the street in general, because then you have eyes and ears, and there's just there are warm bodies out there, and they're not all up to trouble. And somehow we've forgotten this. I would really sort of advise Sydney, and certainly if we go up the coast to Brisbane as well. One of the great trends that's happening now in Europe, Fran, is we have the introduction of nightmares, but that's it's M-A-Y-O-R. So Amsterdam and Berlin, for example, have said, let's look at city policy from 8 o'clock in the morning until 8 o'clock in the evening. But there's another part of the economy from 8 until sunrise the next day, which is very different, has a different set of demands. And why isn't there someone fighting for that policy as well, which could be the musicians? We have the rise of sort of Airbnb culture. So a lot of people, of course, are in that game, maybe not always doing it the right way. But there's this realization that big cities, if you're going to be in a game globally, you have to be probably part of a 24-hour society.
Right, okay. And the nightmares are part of looking after that. In your editorial in this special Australian edition of Monocle, you don't really comment specifically on the lockout laws, but you do comment on the rules and regulations more broadly. Now, I've had a few friends come from different overseas cities lately commenting the same thing to me lately, that they're noticing, they're coming home, they're noticing there are so many rules, so many recorded announcements, so many signs telling you where to go, where to sit, how to be careful. Is that what you're talking about? Are you seeing this on the rise, or is this different to other countries?
I think it's it is different from other countries. I think I was trying to find your program one day, and I think I landed at Tullamarine, and I was on my way in. It was definitely on my way in from Melbourne Airport, and going into town, and I was just flipping around the radio stations and thinking, there's just one public announcement after another, and of course some of them are very important, but then a lot of them really sort of felt like we're just sort of telling people off. It's alarmist, and maybe I went a little bit far in the current issue, but I said it does remind you of probably what you would have heard in Eric Honecker's DDR days, and I think probably if you're living in it day in and day out, you don't notice it. But I found it quite jarring when I'm listening to English radio elsewhere in the Commonwealth, whether I'm in Canada or whether I'm in the UK.
It's 4 minutes to 7. Our guest is Tyler Brûlé. He's editor of Monocle, and the Monocle magazine in the March edition is all about Australia. It's called Australia on the Up, Why It's Time You Took a Peek Down Under. And you open in the magazine talking about Australia as a brand. It's not all beer and board shorts. Brand Australia, our tourism campaigns have been very focused on our beaches and our barbecues and things like that. But one point you make, I guess it's not a new point, but you make it quite powerfully in the magazine, is that a key export for Australia seems to be our breakfast, our cafe culture, not just the coffee, not just the avocado on toast, but even the very look of the cafes around the world seems to be very Australian.
It is, and I don't want to offend any of the Kiwi listeners, because oftentimes I think
they have good coffee too.
They do, and they'll kick off very easily over this, and I always think it's a very interesting discussion to debate. But it is true. It's something, and I'm in New York at the moment. That I'm London based, but you go around and you just see so many places that suddenly feel like something you might have seen in Potts Point 7 years ago, that you might have seen up in the northern beaches, and there's a certain mark of quality. If we would have looked back 15, 20 years ago, you wanted maybe a Swiss GM at a hotel, but I think now people, if you see an independent cafe open up in Manchester or even Paris, there's there's Aussies behind the bar. They're baristas. There's an Aussie chef in the kitchen. Well, they're going to know what to do with the scrambled eggs. And I just couldn't have fathomed that we'd be in this position internationally. Even a decade ago, we'd be thinking about this. And there's a number of people out of Sydney and other cities who've been responsible for that in a very positive way.
Well, Tyler Brûlé, thanks for joining us, and thanks for dedicating Monocle to Australia.
Anytime. Thanks very much, Fran.
Tyler Brûlé, the publisher of the magazine Monocle. Monocle's just released its March edition. It's all about Australia, as I say, Australia on the Up. And, of course, you can hear Monocle Radio too here on RN Saturday nights at 9 p.m.